Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen joining us here as Luis Rojas is introduced as the new Mets manager. I know you weren't expecting to do this a second time in the offseason. What ultimately led you to Luis Rojas for this position today?
Well, he has so many of the strengths that we were looking for in this moment. He had the experience not just within the organization, but with our players. He had the experience as a decision maker, as an in-game manager, with his winter ball experience, with the 8 years that he spent with us as the captain of each affiliate that he was with, and his credibility and his respectability. I mean, when he speaks, people trust him, and to be able to be a consistent leader that not only is consistent in his personality, but who also is consistent in terms of what we've built to this point with the team, it was a very clear and easy choice for us.
Given where we are, how close we are to spring training, how quickly did you turn to Luis in this situation?
Almost right away. We had a very difficult situation last week, as we know. But we sat down with our leadership group. We had meetings for a couple of days, long days. And at the end of that, we wanted to reach out to Luis. We had some questions for him, and I met with him for 3 hours on Tuesday night. Jeff and I met with him on Wednesday morning. And at that point, we knew that he was our choice, and then we wanted to work through the details and try to see if we can make him our manager.
He interviewed for the job in the fall. What changed for you in the organization from now until then that you felt comfortable that Luis was the right guy for the job?
Well, he has different strengths than what Carlos had, and Carlos had different shortcomings as well. You know, both guys have very different tracks, but one of the strengths that Luis had was the in-game management that I'm talking about. Both guys have tremendous baseball IQ. Both guys were leaders when they spoke, soft-spoken guys that didn't waste a whole lot of words, but it was the in-game decision-making plus the stability and consistency that Luis could provide and the absolute trust and buy-in that he had from our players on our current roster.
Because I know it's not major league experience, but as you mentioned, in 8 years managing in the minors, he's making those decisions. He mentioned Dominican Winter League with the pressure and the intensity there. So I would think, as you said, that being a big factor in the process to settle on him today.
No question, as well as being on our staff last year. He understands how to manage veteran players. He understands how to manage young players. We have a young roster of some players that still need to develop into major league players. And, you know, with guys like Rosario and McNeil and Alonso that came through under his tutelage, we can continue that development at the big league level with Luis in control.
Being with some of those guys in the minor leagues as they developed, I mean, they reached out on social media. They jumped out right away. Some of them, Pete Alonso for one, Marcus Stroman, Jeff McNeil, raving about Luis and working with him through the process. I would think being that he was with those guys through the minors, I mean, I'm sure that makes this transition even a little bit easier.
Well, it's great to hear and it's great to see. And you mentioned Marcus Stroman in that, who only had Luis for 2 months, yet he still felt that strongly about him. So when you get that type of player feedback and when the support for someone is so strong, it gives us in the decision-making positions to feel, it gives us a lot of confidence and makes us feel very good about what we have ahead of us.
Being as the quality control coach last year, what specifically some of the roles he had in that position that are helping him as he makes the transition to manager now?
Well, two key points. He effectively was the field coordinator in the dugout, helping with outfield positioning, helping with in-game control of where people need to be, when they need to be in the right spot. And then behind the scenes, he had a full-time job effectively as a conduit between our analytics, research, and development department, our health and performance department, and the coaches, the manager, and the players. It's a pretty unique combination.
You guys talked about communication, both he did and you did as well. And then you said during the press conference, like, he's just real. what struck you about that quality in him as you ended up deciding on Luis to be the manager?
Well, he has this great tonality to his voice. It has strength. It feels like he's got conviction. And then when he does speak, because he doesn't, like I said, he's not going to gush with commentary. What he's going to say has purpose, and what he's going to say has authenticity. And everyone that's ever come around him has felt that. And it's I think a very unique quality that he possesses.
As we head on the direction, the highway, if you will, to spring training, this was a little detour, but now, I mean, I guess the shortest detour you can take now, having someone that you're comfortable with and knows the organization and knows this coaching staff, to now get ready on the track for Port St. Lucie in a couple of weeks.
Well, we're not taking our foot off the gas. With this hire, it allows us to charge forward. You know, I know the coaching staff feels this way. Luis feels this way. We in the front office, and I hope our players do. It's go time. You know, we aren't looking backwards. We're charging forward, and you know, the fans should know that. You know, now we go.
A couple weeks before you pack the bags and head down there, what are you looking to do specifically as spring training and pitchers and catchers report in just 17 days, I believe?
We want to keep preparing. The coaches have spent a lot of time going over roles, responsibilities, logistics for what we're going to do right when camp starts. There's been so much work put into player plans for the players' off-season work. A lot's been talked about what Familia has done and Diaz and Jeremy Hefner going to see so many of the guys. But our players are prepared, and what we're going to focus on now is just putting them in a position to succeed with this collective unit.
I know Mets fans are looking forward to February 10th. Pitchers and catchers report to Port St. Lucie. Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.